In Malawi, political scientists and human rights campaigners are looking back at 2012 as a year of both progress and setbacks. Over the past 12 months, Malawi gained its first woman president after the death of President Bingwa Mutharika. And though the economy grew slowly, there was a return of donors who had withdrawn aid in protest over Mutharika's human rights and governance policies. From Blantyre, VOA Islamic Masina has the story. Mustafa Hussein is a political scientist at Chancellor College of the University of Malawi in Zomba. He gives his view of the year.
My assessment of 2012, there have been ups and downs, some positive things as well as some negative things. On the positive side, the current government has tried to stabilize the political environment. Politically, Malawi can be said it is stable, unlike in the Bingu regime. This time around, there are no tensions between or among parties or between government and its citizens.
Hussein says despite the stable political atmosphere, the country has been faring well on the economic front.
The issue of devaluation and flotation of the kwacha has led to price increases that are affecting the disposable incomes of the people, and people are economically, suffering, or the economic, status of Malawi is fragile.
Hussein says the change in the country's top leadership helped calm the country's contentious political atmosphere.
The death of Bingwa Mutharika, of course, everybody was sad. At the same time, it gave hope for changes and improvements both on the political front as well as on the economic front. Because prior to that, there was political tension, there were misunderstandings between the government and the civil society, which culminated into the demonstration in July where we lost lives.
However, Malawians have been accusing human rights groups of deliberately muting their criticisms on the new administration. They say the administration has failed to respond to consumers affected by currency devaluation and price hikes. They say during President Mutharika administration, human rights activists were a vocal watchdog for human rights violations committed by the government. But human rights activist Billy Banda, who is the executive director for a rights lobby group, Malawi Watch, says they were silent because they wanted to build support for the new government, considering the many problems it had inherited.
We kept quiet, not necessarily that we were keeping quiet, but we are lobbying silent so that the current administration must be given enough support. And by giving enough support, it does not necessarily mean we are condoning whatever the current administration is doing. So that's why we are urging the current administration to open a window of interaction so that whenever people have raised concerns, they are not criticizing and they are not hating the administration.
In her Christmas address to the nation, President Joyce Banda cited the country's struggling economy and asked Malawians to remain patient. She did so amid threats of protest by the Consumers Association of Malawi over the rising cost of imported fuel and farm inputs. They have contributed to a drop in living standards. Analysts say the success of the new year depends in part on whether the government's austerity measures, blamed by some for increasing hardships, can help turn around the economy. Lamek Masina for VOA News, Blantyre.